wastewater lagoon to do its job, there shouldn't be any vegetation growing in it. Cattails are trouble, so here's how to get rid of them on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Don't allow cattails and other vegetation to grow in your sewage lagoon. They can damage the bottom and sides, allowing wastewater to leak through. Vegetation blocks airflow and sunlight at the surface of the water, which are needed for beneficial aerobic and anaerobic bacteria processes. And weeds also attract mosquitoes. Becky Sherman is a wastewater and domestic water associate at the University of Nebraska. She says mechanical removal and hand pulling are two options for getting rid of cattails.
With mechanically removing the cattails, you can do it by cutting, which will need to be done several times throughout the season because typically you're cutting off just what you can see above the water. You can do it also by dredging, scraping the sludge out of your lagoon, and with that you also get the rhizomes, the crowns, and roots. Or you can do it by hand pulling. This is probably a faster control than cutting because you are pulling everything out.
She says pulling out cattails is a lot easier in the spring when they're small. You'll get a workout if you wait till later in the year when they're already established. Chemical control is another option.
You want to get an herbicide that's going to kill not only the green that it hits, but also go down and go through to the root. Your aquatic glyphosates are probably your best bet for that. You could also use 2,4-D.
Apply aquatic herbicides with a pressurized hand sprayer. Keeping the water depth between 2 and 4 feet also helps with rooted plant control. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about cattail prevention in sewage lagoons at agriculture.com.